Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend George Troy back on the show. George is the author of The Five Laws of Retail, how the most successful businesses have mastered them and how you can too. He's a consultant with the Grayson Company, which is a consulting firm helping retailers and e-commerce companies, wholesalers, etc. And he's forgotten more about Main Street than most people will ever know. George, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. You know, George, one of the things that I've been trying to point out to my audience over the last 8 months, 9 months, is that the coronavirus, a lot of the things that we're dealing with, that we're being forced to deal with this year, aren't aberrations. They were coming at us anyway. They just weren't coming at us this year. We weren't going to have to deal with them
right.
This year. The coronavirus pandemic has compressed at least 3, sometimes in some cases 5, maybe more years of evolution into a period of months. And an IBM research study found that e-commerce, the evolution, the changes in e-commerce over this year got compressed into 5 years. 5 years. And that we're having to do things now that we shouldn't have been doing for a few years from now. And this is really putting a lot of pressure on Main Street retailers, hasn't it?
Well, it has. And I think you said that very well, Jim, because throughout history, one of the patterns of business and of life, really, is that when there's an emergency, when there's a crisis, when there's a major event that affects everybody, it accelerates the things that were already happening. In other words, for example, if we were all going to be using Zoom for meetings in 5 years, well, we're doing it now.
Right.
I have a Zoom call later on this morning and one tomorrow. So, I don't think that would have happened unless we have to.
Right.
So there are a lot of trends and a lot of things.
Well,
how about,
I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah, I wanted to get to that. The difference in, Main Street face-to-face went down, fell off a cliff, while e-commerce took a rocket.
Well, that's true. And e-commerce and online shopping is not like e-commerce and online shopping. What it is commerce and shopping. That's the way people shop now. So one of my messages, I got three things I really wanted to mention to your listeners who are retailers. And the first is this. If you don't have an online presence, you just have to. You just have to have an online e-commerce store or presence. And whether you're selling flowers or shoes or brassieres, you've got to sell them online. That's got to be very, very important. There's no choice anymore. It's not like a nice to have or a developmental thing. It has to be part
even of it. Even if you don't sell on your website, people have to be able to shop on your website. And here's the thing, George. Here's what's upsetting to me. What you just said, I've been saying for 20 years. Right here on the show. And it's astonishing to me that you and I still have to say that.
I know. Well, sometimes people have to learn the same lessons over and over again. So you have to be online. The second message that I wanted to share with your listeners this morning, Jim, is how important the second law of retail is. And the second law of retail is turn is magic. In other words, this time of year, you have the opportunity. Christmas comes for everybody. I mean, it's a life event for any kind of a retailer, no matter what you're selling. So this is the time of year to clean your inventory and turn it as quickly as you can. As my dad used to say, you have to shoot while the ducks are flying. It's an old retail expression.
Yeah.
You have the chance now to approach customers and get new customers not have before. And there's some good news to this crisis and these opportunities. And part of the good news is this. People have pent-up demand. They have money. They're not spending as much money on gasoline to commute or dining out or lots of other things. And there's some statistics about this, too. I forget what they are, but people have cash in their pockets, and they're looking for places. Some businesses now are actually thriving and doing quite, quite well. Hardware is one of them. Hardware stores and, you know, Lowe's and Home Depot and a lot of those stores are doing very well, and so are the small mom-and-pop Main Street hardware stores because people are spending more time at home. Furniture and house goods are doing also quite well. Pottery Barn is having a great year this year.
But are you seeing larger companies doing better on the whole, the larger retailers, the chains doing better on the whole than the small companies? I mean, it seems to me that some of these regional state-specific shutdowns have been more punitive on Main Street businesses than they have on the chains. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's absolutely well. Yes, I think that's true. And, you know, large companies have resources that small companies don't have. And I'm generally not in favor of government bailouts for large companies, whether they're banks or airlines or anything. Because they have the ability to go to banks and get instruments. They have a lot of
things. They can borrow money after they go into bankruptcy, for God's sake.
Well, that's right. That's right. And so a small business, a Main Street business, doesn't have as many opportunities. But there are opportunities to do things like that. You can get, forgiveness on your loan or on your rent, usually. And there are government programs to help with rent. I have a cousin, in fact, who has a small veterinary practice. And she got a Small Business Administration loan to help with her rent, 6 months of rent, and it's forgiven. She doesn't have to pay it back. So there are great things that, you know, there are tools out there. You have to find them. Mm-hmm. And if you want to survive, you have to get them. So, but the important thing, the second most important thing for a retailer on Main Street today is to end the year clean. Shoot while the ducks are flying. Mm-hmm. That usually means discounts, sale discounts. Analyze your inventory and see what's moving and what's not. And move the inventory that's not moving, because
not only inventory but accounts receivable. Clean. Don't take your baggage from 2020 into 2021. Let it stand on its own. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with George Troy. His book is called The 5 Laws of Retail.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.